In the thick and stagnant darkness, John Stark lay wide awake. His wife slept beside him, and their youngest child whimpered in the crook of her arm. The door of the cavity bed was barely ajar, for the night was cold, and the children had opened the window which gave up upon the street. Stark was so accustomed to the sour stench of the house that he preferred to lie there in a sort of cupboard, stiflingly close, but warm with the heat of their three bodies. Cavity beds are so common a feature of the Glasgow slums even to this day that the tenement dwellers take them for granted. The ordinary room and kitchen apartment, and even the one-roomed single end, always include a cavity bed or beds. These beds are no more than windowless closets, little tombs about 5 feet by 5 by 3.5. The door of each closes against the side of the bed and flush with the wall of the room itself. Stark's discarded trousers lay on the top of the blankets. The baby had bronchitis and was likely to be sick again if it started coughing. He did not want to wake the child or his wife, and so his hand moved stealthily inch by inch to the pocket which contained all that was left of his week's money. He did not take the money out. He counted it up by the feel of each separate coin, reaching the same total again and again. Then, very, very softly, he whispered blasphemies.